Lauren, can you bring me that broom and dustpan from out the back when you're off the phone?
Yes, Uncle Jim. Coming.
Why the long face?
What did she say to you?
She leveled with me. I knew it. I knew something was wrong. I want to cry, but I can't help but be angry. She can't go. She just can't.
I know. I'm not ready to let her go either. I wanted to tell you, but it wasn't my place. Nana's been fighting this thing like a trooper. It'll be all right, kid. This old place, dusty and all, has always been a home for you and I. This old place, dusty and all, can take away our pain.
Testify.
This old place has seen its share of woes, but one fact remains: the glue that holds us all together. She'll live on deep in our soul.
This old place, dusty and old, has always been a home for you and I. This old
in me about these deep issues. You have no idea how good that feels. I've always considered you like a daughter or niece, family either way.
You've been a part of our family so long, Uncle Jim. I've needed a family member to be able to confide in, and I'm blessed it was you. Mom is in denial about what's going on with Nan still, and no one would say anything when I'm around except bothering me about where I'm gonna go to college. She hid her sickness from me for years.
Maybe she thought you were too young to handle it, Lauren. You may think you're grown, but you're only 16. You know, for the past few years, she's been on your tail about you taking over the place. I'm just holding down the fort until you get older and go to cosmetology school. She wants to leave it to you, and she wants you to run it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm always fighting with her about letting me do my own hair. Mm-hmm. I hate all this maintenance. I don't even know who I am anymore. I've been trained to be so worried about what I look like going out into the world. If mom's not asking, where are you going with your hair looking like that? Then it's Nan telling me to fix my hair. For once, just once, can I leave my hair alone and concentrate on something else? It drives me insane. And I love doing hair, but does it have to rule my life? Ugh. Sorry for venting, Uncle Jim.
Don't be sorry. I think you needed to get that out.